Dreamscape presents Monty Walsh by Jack Schaefer, narrated by Eric G. Dove. Monty Walsh, A Beginning, 1872. A boy and a horse, a thin, knobby boy coming 16, all long bone and stringy muscle, not yet grown up to knuckly hands and seeming oversized feet, and a big, gaunt old draft horse, rough-coated, heavy fetlocked. They stood by the rickety fence of a half-acre enclosure, the boy leaning against a big shoulder, looking over the broad back, the horse waiting, at the tag end of a day of waiting, patient, big haltered head sagging against the short lead rope tied to a fence rail. Off near the center of the enclosure, the slanted frame shack that served for a schoolhouse quivered on flimsy foundation as the last of some 15 children of assorted ages and sizes scattered from the doorway, released, racing in dedicated directions away. The boy leaned against the old horse and watched a stout, soft-stomached, red-faced man appear in the doorway, shrugging into a jacket and walk with spraddle-legged rocking gait toward the road past the enclosure gate, and take a small bottle from a pocket of the jacket and raise this to his lips as he walked. Activity died away, and the boy watched the stout man dwindling toward the cluster of haphazard, ugly, one-story, false-fronted buildings a quarter mile down the road. "Shucks," said the boy. "Didn't even close the door." He left the old horse and went to the shack and closed the plank door and pulled at it, testing the latch. He turned and looked out over the distance merging into distance of Colorado Plain. Muted.